Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with us as it's Wednesday to talk about money issues. And tell us about this new survey done by Aviva as to what people plan to do this year in relation to their personal finances.
Yeah, Matt, it's showing that there's no easing off in cost-cutting and household budgets. People are still looking at trying to take costs out, trying to, you know, save money, trying to get better deals, because they're still under pressure. 9 out of 10 people, according to this survey that was commissioned by Aviva, said they'll take cost-cutting measures this year. You know, you're talking about shopping around for better deals. They'll eat out less, maybe buying less clothes, turning on the heating less often, or doing free activities rather than paying for stuff like cycling and walking. And it shows around a third of households say they're in a weaker financial position than they were last year.
See, that doesn't surprise me, Charlie, because for all the talk about inflation moderating, it doesn't mean that prices are falling. Inflation moderating means that prices are going up at a slower rate than they went up over the last 2 years. But if you compare the prices of things like electricity, gas, food, eating out in a restaurant to what they would have been 2 years ago before the crisis hit, they have gone up enormously, all of these prices.
Absolutely, hugely. Electricity up 80% or something like that.
So even when you get the fall in the headline price, and you get these headlines from the electricity suppliers, or we're cutting prices or the gas price. Yes, they're cutting.
But they're tiny cuts, Matt.
Yeah, by comparison with the increases that have gone up.
And, you know, I think people, there's a lot of misunderstanding out there as well. When people read that inflation is moderating or price rises, the rate of price rises is easing, they're still going up. It's just that they're not racing up to the extent that they were previously. For example, you know, we had months and months, nearly 2 years of general inflation going up at more than 5%. Now it's back underneath that. It's less than 5% at the moment, but it still means prices are going up. You take grocery inflation, it's gone up at a rate of about 4.7%. You know, so it means that your prices are still rising. You're still paying more when you fill the trolley. It's just that, you know, the rate that they're increasing is not the same. So people are still feeling the pinch. Now, you know, some people will be on to me and say, hold on a minute here. Every time, you know, we have a break, like an Easter break or a summer break, there's record numbers taking flights out of the country. And there are. There seem to be some people doing very well. But according to this survey, people are still planning to go away. So they're trying to put away, they're trying to keep the treats, even though, you know,
they sacrifice other things to have
those
holidays.
Back on other things.
Which means they'll be spending their money abroad rather than at home.
Exactly. It's not good. And they're going to look at cheaper holidays. So you're absolutely right, Matt. People still think they deserve a holiday. And yes, they do. Of course they do. But yeah, they'll cut back in other
ways.
And
the pay increases have not compensated for the increases.
In real terms, pay increases are way behind what, you know, the rate the prices are going up. So in other words, so you get a pay increase, but prices have gone up by more. So you're actually losing out. You're not gaining here.
Okay. It was interesting, though, the breakdown in ages, because it seems that older people are the ones who are middle-aged upwards who are complaining more than younger people.
Yeah, usually it's younger people under pressure. And, you know, as you get older and more established in your career, you know, things start to kind of pan out a bit for you and become easier. You might come into an inheritance in your 50s. People often come into inheritance in their late 50s, 60s. But this survey, which was carried out by iReach, found that those between the age of 45 and 54 more likely to feel that they're in a weaker financial position this year than they were last year. So anywhere between 45 and 54, they feel their position is tougher economically. And the over 55 saying, look, no real change for them. So, you know, that's a surprise. It's usually the younger ones, the ones with the big mortgages, the creche fees, and younger people who are paid less, they're the ones that usually feel the pinch more than anyone else.
We're starting to get examples in from listeners of things where they feel, I think they haven't used the expression price gouging, but they may as well, because one listener, she says her house insurance is up €145 in last year. Another one was in an Italian restaurant 2 weeks ago. The cheapest bottle of wine was a basic Pinot Grigio, which was €48. Oh my madness. God. The cheapest bottle of wine. Yeah. I suspect that probably was a bottle that if you were to buy an off license.
10, 12 euros.
Possibly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Another listener says, I paid €12 for a chicken goujon wrap today. Insane.
Yeah.
And now, I understand.
And of course, the €10 pint of Guinness is that there's a big story
down in the Temple Bar.
Temple Bar and examples of it everywhere, you know. So look, this can be used. Sometimes the inflation rate can be used as general cover to start shoving up prices all over the place.
Now, so in fairness to the restaurants,
the system, you know,
in particular, they are talking about having a major increase in their operating costs because of wages and because they also have to pay the higher electricity
higher
and gas
VAT
bills
and
the higher VAT and stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, their prices are reflective of their input costs.
And have been
but the vicious circle is that then...
in February as well.
In my local area, there's been quite a few, my surprise, have closed recently, even though they looked to be relatively full all the time.
Yeah, no, it's a tough business. Absolutely no doubt about that. But there, you know, I mean, there's a balance somewhere, you know, between not overdoing it and pushing people away from these places and, you know, trying to keep the businesses viable as well. So, you know, there's enormous price pressures, there's enormous cost pressures still there in the market. It's taken a long way to work itself out. And, you know, we're a bit away from the European Central Bank deciding that things have eased off, they can start cutting interest rates because, you know, we need that because there is pressure still there.
Another listener says, my health insurance renewal is up by 25% from last year. Another one says, look at professional fees. They're astronomical. That was something that wasn't dealt with when the Troika took over 15 years ago. Another one says, got car insurance quote today and it's €300 dearer than my first policy 5 years ago with the same broker.
Look, the thing about health insurance, there have been enormous increases. Most of them have increased three times, you know, so that... maybe they're trying to be clever here. People don't quite notice it. It's when you accumulate all those increases and you go for your annual renewal, it's way up, 20-25%.
Another one says, a dry haircut for a child in Galway City is now €16. Jeez. For a dry haircut for a child.
That is a lot for a child, like, because I don't pay that for as an adult, you know. That's extraordinary, yeah. You know, so, and people are voting with their feet. They're deciding, you know.
But that's what's going to annoy people when they see, what was the profit released by AIB today? What was it? €2.7 billion.
Yeah, after tax profit of €2 billion.
After tax.
So after they pay the tax, no, they don't pay a lot of tax, remember. They pay PAYE, you know, pay income tax. They don't pay corporation tax.
Because they've got accumulated losses from when we rescued them from going bust.
That they're able to carry forward. Now, the argument is all companies are allowed to do that. It's standard accounting rules. But it seems terribly unfair that they, through no particular genius of theirs, they're doing very well at the moment. They're cleaning up because interest rates are at highs of, you know, 4% on deposits in the European Central Bank, 4.5% on mortgages. And also because they have the market pretty much sewn up because Ulster Bank and AI and KBC pulled out, leaving these guys with market dominance, the two big banks, AIB and Bank of Ireland, between them. They control about 3/4 of the mortgage market in terms of new lending, Matt. 3/4. If you add in PTSB, as they like to be called now, instead of permanent TSB, 9 out of 10 mortgages are issued by the big three, AIB, Bank of Ireland and permanent TSB. That is not competition, Matt.
Okay, but then they also have a captive market in that rising house prices are forcing first-time buyers to borrow more to afford to be able to buy.
Yeah, they're winning on that one as well. Now, they probably say they'd like to issue more mortgages and there's a limit to what they can issue because of the various rules there from the central bank. But yeah, the recent figures from the Banking and Payments Federation show that the average first-time buyer now has to borrow an extra €14,500 more than they did last year to get onto the housing ladder. So they're borrowing an average of about €290,000, just forced into this because house prices continue to go up. They're rising at a rate of about 4.5% a year. So, you know, to match what's going on, they just have to go out there and try and secure more money. Now, they have schemes there to help them from the government, the Help to Buy and the First Home schemes, but it's a stretch and a struggle. and big cohorts of people just can't afford to raise that kind of money.
Okay, we're getting lots of messages in to 0874 100 102. Prices for haircuts had to rise. A simple barber might employ minimum wage staff. The minimum wage went up €1.40 an hour, around 50 quid a week, €200 a month. Where is he going to get the money unless he charges the consumer more? Another one says, try €26 for a teenage disco in Ennis.
Jeepers, that is savage.
Here's another, I love this one. This one should come from Roy Keane, but it comes from Michelle in Limerick. Prawn tempura sandwich in Galway last weekend, €18. Enough prawn for about two bites. Bad enough that I only used half the bread.
Ah, that's extraordinarily expensive now. That's just getting ridiculous, you know. And this is where companies think they can use the cover of inflation just to get away with you know, daylight robbery. Let's be fair about it, you know. So look at, you know, people just have to be far more conscious. It's good that that survey that Aviva commissioned found that people now are far more inclined to shop around for better value because, you know, people are hyper-conscious of the prices being charged.
The time,
and I'm not going to take that nonsense.
Yeah, but sometimes, I mean, you get a bill, particularly if it's an electricity bill or a gas bill, and you assume that it's accurate. And then you had a story this week about SSE Electricity sending, what was it, 17,000 customers the wrong bills.
This is far more prevalent than you would think, Matt. The reaction I got to this in emails, thousands of people were overcharged by SSE Electricity. You know, the SSE say, look, at the average overcharge is only about €34. But I've been getting emails all week from people sending me screenshots of emails they got from SSE Electricity showing that they were overcharged by €2,000, €710 in one case, €1,400.
How do they find out?
Well, people are checking the bills and they're looking at the bills coming in, seeing that they're way over what they should be. And in many cases, Matt, this is people with smart meters getting estimated bills. Now, that is a contradiction in terms. If you have a smart meter, it's supposed to feed into the system straight away your energy use every 2 hours, and you shouldn't be getting an estimated bill. An estimated bill is only if your bill hasn't been read by a meter reader or you've no smart meter. And, you know, a lot of these people are on direct debit. So, you know, if they're not careful, the money will just be taken out of their bank account. So people need to be ultra cautious here and watch what's going on here, because this is like a basic competency of energy companies. Supply electricity or gas and bill people appropriately, and they're not doing it.
Okay, Charlie, just to finish, Charlie Weston from the Irish Independent, more comments from listeners. I paid €18 for a dry standard haircut for my 5-year-old son in Athboy, County Meath. I nearly dropped. Another one says, a Chinese restaurant in Galway, €3.50 for a can of Coke. Yeah, I've seen that charged in Dublin as well. And it said, people saying, or another one says, people flying abroad for holidays as it's cheaper to do so than staying in Ireland, especially during summer and school breaks.
Well, that's probably a fair point. You know, it can be much cheaper on the continent than here in Ireland.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.